Thank you, and good morning on another chilly winter Monday morning in Humboldt County. It was a busy weekend for the folks at the local National Weather Service office as winter weather continues to impact the region. By Saturday night, the snow level had dropped to below 1,000 feet, and the weather had impacted every major road in the county. There was a serious injury crash on Highway 36 on Saturday, and at least five vehicles were involved in a crash on icy conditions on the 101 near the West Haven off-ramp yesterday morning. The cold will remain with us through today, and you could see snow at low levels this morning. It's then forecasted to warm up to the high 40s and low 50s through the week, although we will have rain through the weekend. If you must drive somewhere, you are encouraged to check road conditions before you set out. The weather has impacted 101, 36, 299, and 96, and traffic cams across the region showed snow in the passes over the weekend. The Rural County Representatives of California have unveiled their 2017 federal lobbying list, and it looks a lot like those from past years. The RCRC continues to push for a permanent and mandatory resumption of the Payments in Lieu of Taxes program that paid rural, timber-rich counties for the loss of property tax revenue due to the amount of forest land owned by the state and federal governments. Both entities owe back payments to the counties across the region, and in a normal year, Humboldt County would see about $600,000 in federal PILT funds, money earmarked for public safety. Transportation and infrastructure and the money needed for necessary repairs and maintenance remains on the list, as does the resumption of the Secure Rural Schools Act that paid rural timber counties for the loss of timber revenue. The money is earmarked for schools and roads. The last payment was made in 2015. The Fortuna Police Department is asking for the public's help in locating two people suspected of robbing a business on Fortuna Boulevard at gunpoint last Thursday. Fortuna Police are looking for 29-year-old Katrina Lane and 24-year-old Alex Church, who are accused of walking into the business armed with a handgun and wearing masks. Police report that it was Church who had the handgun, and he forced the clerk into a back room and ordered her to open the safe. He then allegedly forced the clerk to lie face down on the floor, and they bound her with tape. The pair then fled the scene with an undisclosed amount of cash, and they remain at large. Fortuna Police have released mugshots of the two, and anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. The Fortuna Chamber of Commerce will host Undersheriff Billy Hansel and County Planning Director John Ford today at their weekly meeting. The topic up for discussion will revolve around marijuana, medical cannabis, and impacts to the city. Fortuna is one city in the region that has banned the cultivation, production, and distribution of medical marijuana within city limits, and the same could happen for Prop 64. In Eureka police arrested a serial burglar last week after he was seen on surveillance video spray painting over the cameras before he used bolt cutters to break into a shed at a business on J Street. Officers were able to reach the scene in time to find 35-year-old Ron Owens on the property. He was arrested and booked into county jail. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The issue of local law enforcement coordinating and assisting federal law enforcement agencies has come to the forefront in recent weeks. Undersheriff Billy Hansel spoke about the matter last week on Talk Shop and pointed out the differences between a law enforcement action and, say, an immigration and documentation action that targets immigrants. Hansel said that it's not the sheriff's office to do the work of the feds, but that when it comes to crime, they will readily assist federal investigators and that they will take advantage of the resources local agencies can't match.
We work with all of our federal partners, no matter what they are, FBI, DEA, INS, because there are times when we want INS to deport people. You know, I'm talking people all over the world that are coming here to Humboldt County as part of organized crime. They are here as a part of a gang network doing violent crime.
Hansel said that the sheriff's office focuses on crime and criminals, and the target when it comes to illegal immigration is to get those convicted of violent crimes out of the community.
I know that a couple years ago, there was a guy that was a child molester, had child pornography, and all this other stuff. When his sentence was up, the DA's office and the jail, we worked with ICE, and that guy was shipped out of here. We're not talking about someone, an undocumented worker that gets caught from a DUI. We're talking about someone who's not going to aid in making our community better.
You can listen to Undersheriff Billy Hansel talk crime, immigration, and Humboldt County by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.